this.
Thank you for being here.
谢谢你们来到我们当中。
Next week is our Chinese New Year celebration.
下一个星期就是我们的中国新年的庆祝了。
For those of you who missed the announcement,
你们如果来晚了，没有听到刚才的那个宣告。
We're going to have a very short service, which we aim to finish at 3 o'clock.
我们尽量呢是一个很短的聚会，在三点就结束。
So afterwards we can have plenty of time to eat.
那三点以后呢，就有很长的时间够我们时间来吃东西了。
Amen.So make sure that you bring a dish if you can.
如果你们可以都带一个菜的话，就太好不过了。
If you can't, if you are, please tell Richard or Luke, because we don't want everybody to bring the same dish.
如果你们是真的决定要带一个菜哈，请大家告诉 Luke 和 Richard, 因为我们不想你们的菜重复的太多了。
Amen.And those of you who can't bring anything, just bring some fruits or just bring yourself.
如果你自己不太会做哈，你就可以。
Amen. So we enjoy next week. Make sure you bring your friends and family along.
所以我们下一周呢，你们也可以邀请你们的朋友来玩哦。
So in our fellowship, the Lord is going to be there.
那在我们的团契当中，我们也相信主跟我们同在的。
People will be touched by Jesus.
然后那些人也可以因着耶稣来
触摸。We pray that next week people will encounter Jesus because of us.
我们也祷告下一周。因为我们的缘故，其他的人也可以与主相连接。
Do you believe when someone eat your dish and they go?
你相不相信
encounter the Lord?
当有人吃到你做的菜的时候，突然与神相遇了呢
？God can use anything.
神可以用任何事情来做工。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I would like to today talk to you about the title of the sermon is He directs my path.
今天我们的讲题是他指引我的道路。
Now, how does God direct our path?
主是怎么样指引你我的道路的呢？
In Bible college, this is a problem.
上神学的时候就会有这样的问题。
There's a theological problem.
一个神学的问题。
Does God determine every single little thing that happened in our lives.
神是不是把你生命中的每件大事小事都管得很紧呢？
They call it the providence of God.
就是神完全的那个主权来掌管你所有的大事小事。
Good or bad, anything in small detail, God is directing you.
不管是好事坏事，不管是多么小的细节，都相信有神的引导在里面。
Or is GodGenerally directing us, being overall in charge, but he leave the details to you.
还是说神呢把大方向给我们指好了，那我们小方向呢自己还是有一点小小的自主权的。
In other words, today when you get out of bed,
比如说你今天早上起床
，and you had your breakfast,
然后你吃了早餐
，and you drove a car,
然后你开了车来教会。
Was that God who caused you to do that?
是神呼召你做刚才我说的几件事情吗？
Or some people still lying in bed listening online?
还有人呢，就躺在床上，还在网上在听到的呢。
Is that God telling them to lie in bed and listen to the sermon?
是神在告诉他们说，你在床上好好躺着听到就好了吗？
So this is a dilemma.
因为这里面就有很多争议哦，不同的讲法。
Because it has a question about who's responsible for my life.
就会有人会想，那到底是谁在为我的生命负责任？
Am I responsible or is it God responsible?
到底是我在负责任，还是神在负责任呢？
And if God is directing my life in every small detail, then what happens in the judgment day?
那如果神什么都管我的话，那之后的审判又怎么来说呢？
There's nothing to judge me because everything was determined by God.
因为神就没必要来审判我了呀，因为都是神管的哦。
Amen.And so when you think about this,
所以当你来思考这个细节的话
you wonder what the Bible says.
你就开始想象那真的主是怎么在圣经里教我们的。
Am I in control of my life or is it God is in control of my life?
我对我自己的生命到底有掌控没有，还是说神完全的掌控呢？
My own personal study of the Bible is both exist.
那我对圣经的学习就是两者都有存在。
In other words, another question is,Did God save me or did I choose God?
就很像同样的问题，到底是神选的我，还是我选了神呢？
You know, as long as there's church history, people have debated this question: Did I choose God or did God choose me?
在教会的历史当中，弟兄姊妹们一直在这个上面有争论着，到底是神选我，还是我选神？
Because the Bible says both.
因为圣经也说是两者都存在。
Amen. Some people believe people are already identified, already chosen before you were born. You were already chosen to be a Christian.
那也有人说，那我们是被预先拣选的，都还没有出生就已经被神选好了。
So God chose you.
是神选的人。
But however, though,
但是
someone had to evangelize me.
有人真的是跟我传过福音吗？
And then I chose God.
是他跟我传了福音以后，我自己做了一个选择，说我要相信神的。
And these are some of the difficult things that we have to grapple with.In understanding of what is the truth.
这样的事情呢，就真的需要我们来慢慢理解和理清思绪，来明白真理。
To me, I like to look at it like this.
所以这是我的看法。
In front of the cross,
在十字架的前方
，I chose Jesus.
是我选了耶稣。
When I've chosen Jesus and I look back on the cross.
但是当我选择耶稣以后，我回头再看这个十字架。
When I'm walking with Jesus,
当我跟耶稣同行了以后
，and I look back at the cross,
我再回头看到十字架，
I realize,
我突然意识到
，He chose me.
其实是耶稣选了我。
Amen. That way, He solved the problem.
就是这样的理解，
Not、
你把两者都合一了。
Quite, but enough. I chose Jesus, and He chose me.
所以是我选了耶稣，但是耶稣选了我。
Similarly, in my path.I have to work with God in order to walk in the right path.
所以在跟我神指引我道路的路上，是我选择要跟着神的指引来走，然后神又指引了我。
In Psalm 23, verse 1 and 2 to 3, we know the psalm. The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. So who makes me lie down in green pastures? He.
在诗篇里面二十三章一到三节说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上。”刚才说的是谁呢？他。
So what is the condition?
所以条件是什么
？He has to be my shepherd.
当然是神要先当我的牧者。
In other words, if I see God as my shepherd, He then will lie me down on green pastures.
因为耶和华是我的牧者，所以他才使我躺卧在青草地上。
Amen.I don't lead myself to green pastures. He leads me to green pastures.
不是我自己要选择躺卧在青草地上，是神带领的我去躺卧了青草地。
And what else does he do? He leads me beside still waters.
还有什么呢？他领我在可安息的水边。
Did I lead myself to waters? No, he led me to waters.
是我自己找到了可安息的水边吗？没有，是神领我们去的。
He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
So according to David, the shepherd leads me in my path.
在大卫的诗歌当中，他会说是牧者在带领我走在青草地上。
To lie down in green pastures, to beside the still waters.And to restore my soul and to lead me in the path of righteousness.
全是这位牧者，他带领我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安息的水边，使我的灵魂苏醒，又为我的名引导我走义路。
And that is how God wants you to see it.
这就是神想让你用这样的目光来看他。
Whether you make decisions or not, you have to have faith.That he is leading you, even though you're making decisions every day.
就算你自认为是每天我在为自己的选择做决定，但是你仍然要看到是耶和华的牧者来带领我。
Amen. Because that's how God wants you to see it.
就是神希望你看问题的角度。
That today I get up, today I go to church, tomorrow I go to work.I choose this job. I go to this university.
很多人都会觉得全是我自己，是我选择今天早上起床的，是我今天早上决定要来教会的，是我明天早上决定要去上班的，好像都是我的选择。
God wants you to see that the shepherd is leading you.
但是神却想让你看到是耶和华这位牧者在带领着你。
Even though daily it doesn't look like that.
就算每天你自己不觉得这样。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now.In the Old Testament, they do not see God as the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
在旧约里面的人物，他们没有看到神是三位一体的神。
So when David wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd," it means Yahweh is my shepherd.
当大卫写到耶和华是我的牧者的时候，他说的是亚威，就是耶和华的名字，是我的牧者。
Amen. Now, in your mind, who is your shepherd?
所以在你们的眼中，你们的牧者是谁？
Who is 耶和华？
你们眼中的 Jehovah 是谁？
Who is the Lord?
你们眼中的主是谁？
You see, Jesus in John chapter 10 verse 14 said, I am the good shepherd.
那耶稣在约翰福音第十章说，我是你们的牧者。
He is telling the Jewish people who know the Old Testament, I am that God who is called the shepherd.
他在告诉这些犹太人，他们熟知旧约圣经用的这句话，说我是你们的牧者。
So who is the Lord, my shepherd?
所以谁是我的主，我的牧者？
Jesus said, me.
耶稣说，
I am your good shepherd.
就是我呀，我就是你们的牧者。
So that means Jesus is the one who's guiding me every day.
所以耶稣才是那个带领我每天行路的人。
And how does he do it?
他是怎么做到的？
He said, I will send you a comforter.
他说我要给你一个安慰者。
He will teach you, he will be beside you.
他会教导你，他会与你同在。
So therefore, every day, the one that is with you,is the Holy Spirit.
所以每天呢，真正与你同在的是圣灵他自己。
Now let me just divert a bit. You need to understand how the Holy Spirit feels like in your life.
换句话说，你们应该能理解到，到底圣灵是在每天生活中怎么跟我相处的。
Many of you actually know the feeling of the Holy Spirit, but don't realize it.
也许你们有的人感受过一些感觉对于圣灵，但是你可能都没有认识到他。
The Holy Spirit right now as you sit there is the one that you feel is with you.
现在你现在坐的这个时候，你就应该能感受到圣灵与你的同在。
When you are so used to him, you don't realize he's there.
当你习惯了他的同在的时候，有时候你都会忘记他其实就在那里。
But you don't realize until he's not there.
但是呢，他一不在呢，你也可能会 不知道他在不在了。
But the thing is, he will always be with you.
其实圣灵一直都跟你们同在。
And that's why you don't really feel like whether he's there.
所以呢，你就甚至太习惯了，都到最后感觉不到。
But do you remember when you first became a Christian?
但你记不记得你刚刚当基督徒的时候
？That peace and joy that came to you.
当时那么大的平安和喜乐临到了你。
That's the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵啊。
Now, those of you who are so used to your husband and your wife.
就那些比如说你们夫妻之间相处已经很习惯了。
I'm talking about really loving couples.
我说的是那种很相爱的夫妻哈。
Yeah, I'm not talking about two enemies.
我讲的不是那个彼此为敌的夫妻哦。
When your wife or your husband is always with you.
当你的丈夫和妻子一直跟你在一起的时候。
It doesn't matter where you are.
不管你在哪里。
You always feel like home.
你总是觉得有家的感觉。
Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
你们是不是有这样的感受啊？
Doesn't matter where you sleep, doesn't matter which country you are, as long as your husband or your wife is next to you, it doesn't matter. It still feels like home.
不管你睡在哪张床上，不管你去了哪个国家，只要你的配偶就在你的旁边，你就总觉得有一个家的感觉。
There is peace.
家里面有平安的感觉。
But the moment the husband or the wife is not there,
如果你的配偶突然不在旁边的时候
，You feel somebody's missing. You don't feel like home anymore.
你突然觉得好像有缺失了，觉得好像不觉得有家的感觉。
That is the presence of the Holy Spirit.
这个就是我们说的圣灵的同在的感受。
If you have the peace,
如果你有这样的平安
，If you feel like there's home,
如果你觉得有家的感觉
，That is the presence of the Holy Spirit.
你就已经感受到了圣灵同在的那个感受了。
In its most fundamental way.
这是一个最基本的感受。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit can manifest in power. He can come like the wind. He can come like the fire. But this one, feeling like you're at home, is the one that's most precious.
是的，圣灵虽然有很多的面，有大能的一面，大风大火，很剧烈的一面，但是这种像家一样的宁静的感觉，也是圣灵的这一面。
Just like the children, when the parents are there, they feel 安全, they feel there's a comfort, there's a security.They feel at home. They sleep well.
就像小孩子，只要他的父母跟他们在一起，他们就有极大的安全感，吃得好，睡得好。
That's the presence of the mom and dad. That's the presence of the father.
这是父母亲的一个同在的感受。
Amen. So if you close your eyes sometime at home, you feel there's a peace and a comfort. That's the Holy Spirit.
所以当你在家里面 闭上眼睛，突然感觉到有平安和喜乐的时候，你知道其实就是圣灵的同在。
And when you feel that,
当你感受到那样的时候，
say to the Holy Spirit,
你对圣灵说，
Thank you for being with me.
谢谢你这样与我同在。
Hallelujah. Don't take your peace and your that sense of home for granted. It is the presence of the Holy Spirit. It is the Shepherd.Being with you.
千万不要把这种平安的感觉和这种家的同在的感觉忽视了，这是圣灵跟你同在的一个证据。
Hallelujah. And then in verse 4 he says, even though I, not he anymore, is I. It means I end up walking in the valley of the shadow of death. God didn't lead us there, but I went there.
那这样看到下第四节说，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，看到主语说的是我哟，进死荫幽谷的人是你我哟，不是神要逼你过去的哟。
It doesn't say, you remember those first three verses, he leads me, it didn't say even though he leads me through the...
因为前面二章二节三节都是说他使我，他领我，但是第四节没有说他使我，他领我，是我自己的。
So even if we find ourselves in the very difficult times of our lives that we consider as the valley of the shadow of death,
所以就算我们走到了一个很黑暗的时刻，在我们的一生当中，我们自己叫它为幽谷。
Whether we have done wrong or whether someone done wrong to us,
不管是你觉得是自己错了，还是说别人得罪你了。
When we find ourselves in the shadow of death,
但是当你进入了这种死荫的幽谷时，
He says to us, "Don't be afraid."
神仍然对我们说，你不要害怕。
Because His presence is with me.
因为神仍然与我们同在。
That same feeling at home, that same feeling of.Comfort is with me.
那种家的感觉，那种家的安慰的感受，一直与我们同在。
Amen. I was speaking. I think last year. I think last year when I was in Taiwan, I was speaking to this group of young people.
去年呢，我在台湾的时候，有跟一帮年轻人说话。
I said, "Do you want the presence of God?"
我说，你们知不知道神的同在是什么
？And they said, "Yes."
他们都说知道。
I said, "How do you get the presence of God?"
然后我说，那你们怎么得到神的同在呢
？And they said.Worship.
他们说我们要敬拜
Prayer.
要祷告
Yeah. And all these, what we Pentecostal always say, the presence of God, you know, electricity, the you know.
他们讲的全都是
Worship.
灵恩派的这些东西哈，什么关于神的敬拜神啊，就会有那种同在啊，讲方言啊等等的这种灵恩派的东西。
I said, let me introduce you a way.That you another way that you find God's presence.
那我就会给他们介绍说，那我再给你们介绍另外一种神的同在的感受感。
And they were very excited.
他们当时就很激动啊。
And I said, turn to Psalm 23, verse 4.
然后我就跟他们说，你来看一看诗篇二十三章的第四节说什么。
I said, in daily life we have lots of opportunities.
所以我们每一天都有这样子的机会哦。
I said, you will find God's presence strong.Really strong, stronger than that worship.
你会在那种死荫的幽谷里面，却强烈的感受到神的同在。
Greater when you're in prayer.
这种同在比你祷告、比你敬拜的时候同在还要强烈。
Is when you go through a hard time.
就是在你在逆境和难处当中。
The valley of the shadow of death.
在死荫的幽谷里能感受到。
And they looked at each other.
然后他们就你望着我，我望着你。
And then suddenly they realized.
然后他们突然意识到。
It's true.
真的有，是这样。
God is with us when we go through hard times.
神就是在我们跟我们难处的时候也在一起。
He says so.
因为他是这么告诉我
们的。Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because He is with me.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，但我不怕遭害。为什么？因为神与我们同在。
So therefore, I said to them, every time when the devil throws a difficulty in your life, when you go through difficulties, and I remember this.
所以当我跟他说每次只要敌人攻击你或者是你自己走到难处当中都要记住这一点
an opportunity to encounter the Lord.
你有一个极大的机会可以与神相遇
I said to them if you can change the way you think then God is with you a lot more than you think
如果你能够改变你思维的这个角度你会意识到神跟你同在比你想象的还要多
Hallelujah So whoever today that if you're going through the valley of the shadow of deathThere's a promise. God is with you.
所以，如果你现在的你就觉得你正在死荫的幽谷当中，那你要记得这个应许，神与你同在着的。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, we know very well.
那我们看看。
Is it trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledging, and He will make your path straight.
箴言三章五到六节是你们非常熟悉的经文。你要专心依赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的路上都要认定他，他必使你的道路平直。
So proverb is basically counseling us to trust the Lord.
所以这个箴言是在教我们怎么样去相信主。
And not to rely on your own understanding.
不是来靠着自己的理解，自己的聪明。
Amen. Conform to God, don't let God conform to you.
你要跟着神，变成神的那个角度，而不是要神的角度变成你的角度。
When you pray,Learn how God's going to answer your prayer, not how He should answer your prayer.
当你跟神祷告的时候，你要学习神会怎么样的方式和道路来回答你的祷告，而不是你要求按照你的方式逼神来回答你的祷告。
As I grew up as a Christian, I realized more and more when I pray, God answers my prayer, but it's usually not the way I want it.
所以在我的跟随神的经历当中，每次祷告完了所学的功课都是神用他的方式答了我的祷告，不是我要的那种方式来答的祷告。
But when I was in university, I had an idea and I was very strong on what kind of career, what kind of path I'm going to walk in.
所以我在大学的期间，我对我自己的未来的道路已经计划的满满的了，我一直知道我要干什么的。
But God ended up giving me something far better.
但是神最后给我的比我想象中的要好的太多了。
Amen. But all of us decide, I got to be this person. I got to have this kind of career. But do you trust God with all your heart? Not some of your heart, with all your heart, that you will end up better than what you think.
所以我们很多人都自己梦想着我要成为一个什么样的人，我要做一个什么样的事情。那你有没有这样的信心给神说，神要你做的可能跟你想的不一样，但是更好。
Parents, when your plans for your kids get messed up, don't worry.
所以当父母的，如果你对你孩子的一路的计划最后都没有按你的心意发生，不要担心。
When your children ended up not as clever as you think.
当你的孩子最后发现，哎，没有我想象的那么聪明，也不要担心。
And not getting the grades that you think they can.
或者是没有拿到我想要他们拿的成绩，也不要担心。
Don't worry.
不要担心。
Because life is not just about qualifications.
因为生命就跟 学历学评无关。
Something that you can teach them better than the qualification.
有比这些更重要的东西是需要你来教他们的。
Trust the Lord with all your heart.
要专心仰赖耶和华。
Amen. Because then God will turn your failures into success.
神会让你的失败成为成功。
God would choose a better career for you.
神会选择一个更好的事业给你。
FarMore than what you think.
远超乎你能想象的。
Amen. There are many, many ways for us to live.
很多不同的方式，我们都可以过活我们这一生。
We must allow God.
我们要允许神。
More room.
给他更多的空间。
Let Him be in control.
让神来掌控一切。
We do our best.
我们做我们能做到的。
We try our best.
我们尽我们全力做到的。
But we trust Him.
但是我们却仍然仰赖耶和华。
And He promises if we do that.
但他是这样子应许我们，当我们这样做时。
If we acknowledge Him as our shepherd.
如果我们知道他是我们的牧者。
He promises it will be okay.
他应许我们道路平直。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God does not want us to worry.
神不想让你我来焦虑。
Just like our parents, we don't want to worry about our children.
就像父母一样，我们不想来为孩子焦虑。
I am preaching to myself.
我对我自己也是这么说话哦。
Because Suzanne can tell you, I'm always worried.
Suzanne 会告诉你说，我是一个多么担心、
worry、
多么焦虑的人。
My children.
成天就是为我的孩子担心啊。
Every time Suzanne go out, I worry.
每次她一出门，我就会去担心啊。
If it's more than 3 hours, I phone her. Are you there?
然后只要三个小时见不到人，我就会想，哎呀，不会是死了吧
？So I have to tell myself.
然后我就会一直要不停地跟我自己说
，Trust the Lord.
要相信耶和华。
And guess what?
想想怎么着
？Someone who worries really see God do things. Then I said to myself, I wasted my energy.
我这么焦虑的人，我亲眼见证神怎么做事情的，然后我再回头跟我说，你那个焦虑的时光真是浪费时间了。
If I tell you that I'm not, I don't worry, then I'm trying to be religious.
如果我跟你说哈，我完全不焦虑的一个人，那我就是个宗教人物
了。I'm a human being.
但其实我也是个人呐。
I worry.
我自己也会焦虑的。
Amen. But I have to listen to what the Lord says.
但是我要听耶和华所说的话。
He said, "Don't worry."
他跟我说了不要忧虑嘛。
So I have to tell myself.He told you not to worry.
所以我就自己跟自己说话，主对你说不要忧虑。
Yeah, don't worry.
我自己打脸了，我就跟我说不要忧虑。
It'll be okay.
我说会好的。
So you have to tell yourself.
所以你要一直这样跟自己说。
Because we are not born without fear, without worry, without nothing.
我们不是这样子，好像什么什么一点都不害怕。我们生出来的时候是一点都不害怕，也不焦虑。
But I'm telling you, as somebody who needs Jesus, I need Jesus.
我跟你们说，你们需要耶稣，其实我更需要耶稣。
I need Him to help me.
我需要耶稣的帮助。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That way you can live victoriously.
只有这样，你才能够得胜的活着。
Every time when I worry, I go to pray. Shut up.
所以每次我一焦虑的时候，我就开始祷告。
Tell yourself you don't worry because Jesus says
so. 我就跟我自己说，因为耶稣跟你说不要忧虑。
When you're walking in the valley of shadow of death, although you're scared and you're shaking,
就算你走过死荫的幽谷，就算你害怕，你在发抖。
You're shaking.
你就算是在发抖。
I will not fear.
我都不要惧怕。
Because Jesus is with me.
因为耶稣与我同在。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are all human.
我们都是人。
We got weaknesses.
我们都有软弱。
But God is there to comfort us.
但是神是在那里来安慰我们。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is good.
耶稣真好。
If you have any worries, he says, trust him.
如果你有担心的话，你就要说来仰赖耶和华。
Trust him. How many of you know most of the worries? It's a waste of energy.
你们知不知道，大部分的焦虑真的是浪费时间哦。
Today is your yesterday's worry.
今天就是你昨天的焦虑。
You're still alive.
但你今天还活着呢。
You're still eating.
你今天还好好吃饭的。
Your heart is still pumping.
你的心脏还在跳动。
You're still alive.
你还是活着的。
You're coming to church.
你还在教会里面。
But 1 week ago.
但是一个星期前。
老婆啊，死了。
你跟你的太太说，哎呀，我要死了。
I'm not sure if I'm going to be alive next Sunday.
我都不确定我下一周是不是还活着。
You understand? Sometimes we exaggerate problems in our minds.
很多时候，我们的头脑里会夸大我们的感受。
The little molehill becomes a huge mountain.
一个小小的桑树种子都会变成一个大山。
The elephant. Remember last year, the elephant mind.
我们记不记得去年有讲到说到大象的头脑
？Remember the picture of the elephant with one leg tied to the pole?
你们记不记得我当时给你们看了一个图画？当时大象的腿被关在一个笼子里。
Most of the days we think like an elephant.
很多时候我们都想象自己就是那个大象。
I can't do this. I can't do that.
我已经被关在这里了，我什么也做不了了。
But then we have to say to ourselves.
但是。
But in God, in Christ, I can.
但是你们却要对自己说，在主里我却可以。
And that's what we need to teach our children.Even though you cannot, sure you cannot, but in God you can.
所以我们也是这样来教我们的孩子，对，你自己没有信心，你觉得你不行，可是神可以。
If you have faith that you cannot, have greater faith in God that you can.
你既然信心这么大，相信你都做不到，那你把更大的信心放到神的身上。
Amen. Many people say, but I don't have faith.
但有人会说，哎呀，可是我没有信心啊。
Then what about your doubts?
那为什么你对你的怀疑这么有信心呢
？How many times our doubts really come to pass？
为什么你的怀疑这么有信心？你的怀疑真的有发生吗
？What is doubt？
怀疑是什么
？Because you believe it won't happen。
怀疑就是你有极大的信心，相信它会发生，其实它根本没有发生。
So therefore, you got faith。
然后呢，你就自称我对怀疑这件事情反倒很有信心。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters？
听懂了吗，弟兄姊妹们
？We all have faith。
你们都是有信心的人。
But we exercise it in。Can't do it.
你们只是把那个信心放错了地方，放在我做不了，这个发生不了，放到这种事情上面了。
And your faith is so strong.
所以在这种事情上面，你们反倒信心很大哦。
That it doesn't happen.
然后真的就没有发生。
Why don't you put the same faith in I can?
你既然有这么大的信心去否定
，I can,
为什么不把信心放到神那里说可以呢
？Why don't you in the Chinese New Year resolution?
所以呢，让我们成为中国新年的计划。
Say to yourself this year.
你说对自己说今年
I'm never going to doubt anymore.
我再也不要怀疑了。
Every time when I doubt, I say, yes, I can.
每次当我怀疑的时候我就说我可以。
Every time when you say, I can't, you can.
每次当我说我不可以我就说我可以。
Amen. In Christ, I can.
在基督里我可以。
Hallelujah. And I tell you, if you keep challenging yourself enough,
当你这样子不停地来挑战自己时
it will become automatic.
你就开始变成了一个自动化的思想了。
You know, you can tell, I fear, right?
你每次一开始惧怕。
But if you're so used to saying, I'm not going to fight, I'm not afraid, even though you're shaking, I'm not afraid.
但是如果你一直说我不害怕，我不害怕，就算你发抖都说不害怕。
And you won't submit to that fear.
然后你永远都不向那个惧怕屈服。
Guess what?
你猜猜会怎么着？
The enemy flees from you.
敌人会远离你。
Even though you're shaking.
就算你在发着抖。
But because you refuse to submit to the fear,
因为你不屈服于这个惧怕当中
the enemy runs away from you.
所以你的敌人会从你那里逃跑。
Hallelujah. It's so great to be weak and God makes us strong.
所以在我们的软弱当中神让我们变了刚强软弱是可以的。
It is so good and so comforting to see God's strength in your life.
所以这是一个很安慰的事情亲眼的见证到神是怎么让我们得力。
When you are used to God's strength in your life, then nothing becomes impossible.
当你已经习惯了神这样子给你得力的时候
Amen.
在你那里就真的没有难成的事。
The Bible says if you are trusting yourself only and don't trust God, you are limited.
圣经说如果你只是相信自己的计谋而不是相信神你太有限了。
But if you trust God,
但是如果你相信神
there's nothing to be afraid of.
没有什么值得惧怕的。
And that is much, much more precious to teach your children than to say to them, you got to be in Oxford. You got to be in Cambridge.
这样的教导如果给了你的孩子那是太宝贵了远远的宝贵到你去鼓励他们要上牛津大学啊剑桥大学什么的。
How about saying to them, you got to trust God.
你既然这么逼他们要上各种大学的话你要不要用这样的方法来逼一下试试看说你要专心仰赖耶和华
And teach them to trust God.
然后你来教导他们去怎么样的仰赖耶和
华 You can't do that. Teach yourself first.
那如果你自己都不仰赖那请你先教自己
That's what mirrors are for.
这就是为什么我们需要一面镜子
Get yourself a big mirror.
一定要在前面放一个镜子
And talk to yourself.
然后自己对自己镜子里头人说话
Told you to trust him with all your heart.
对镜子里头的自己说，神跟你说的，让你专心仰赖耶和华。
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now let's look at Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3 and 9.
我们来看箴言十六章三节和九节。
Now we go back to that dilemma.
我们再回到刚才所说的话题。
Am I deciding the path, or is it God who decides the path?
到底是我在掌控我的人生呢，还是神在掌控我的人生呢？
Well, here are two verses that tells you we decide.
那这里面的两节经文，你可以看到我们怎么去谋划。
Well, here it says, "Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established." Whose plans?My plans, your plans.
第三节说，你所做的你要交托耶和华，你所谋的就必坚立。谁的所谋？你自己的谋。
自己，你自己 is you.
You yourself.
Okay, verse 9.
第二节，第九节。
The heart of the man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps.
第九节说人心筹算自己的道路为耶和华指引他的脚步
So these two verses are basically saying to you you have the plan and let God bless it
这里面是在说你有自己的计划和谋划但是需要神来祝福这件事情需要神的帮助
Okay let's look at two verses that talks about God's plan not your plan
那我们又换一个看看两个经文是关于只是靠神来谋划，不是你来谋划的。
In Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21 and chapter 20, verse 24.
那两个经文呢？一个是箴言的十九章二十一节，一个是二十章二十四节。
He said, "Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand."
十九章二十一节说：“人心多有计谋，唯有耶和华的筹算才能成就。”
So just now we saw.你自己
Just now we said yourself
Here, 耶和华，耶和华。
这里呢，就说 the Lord.
So in other words, he said, you might have a plan, but it is God's purpose, God's will that will come to pass.
这里面说，你虽然有很多的谋划了，但是耶和华的筹算才会成就。
Even though you're planning, but God as a shepherd is watching.
就算你在谋划，可是耶和华呢，却一直在盯着你的事情。
If you acknowledge him as a shepherd, you will fulfill his plans.
如果你承认耶和华是你的牧者，那你的事情可能就会
成就。Even though you got a plan, but you be, even though you got a plan, but here it says, but you will still fulfill God's purpose.
那就算你说哦，我有自己的计划，可是耶和华却认为你会成就耶和华的计划。
And then verse chapter 20, verse 24 is a man's step.Are from the Lord. How then can a man understand his ways?
二十章二十四节说，人的脚步为耶和华所定，人岂能明白自己的道路呢？
Our steps, where does it come from?
这个人的脚步从哪里来？
It comes from the Lord.
这里面说，人的脚步从耶和华而来。
And there it is. You think it was your plan.
所以你自以为是自己的谋划哦。
You think it came from your own head.
你以为是自己想出来的哦。
And he says that here it says a man's steps are from the Lord.
但是这里却说人的脚步是为耶和华所定，从耶和华而来。
He then says, how can you even comprehend it?
这里面说
In other words, too difficult to understand.
这里面说人岂能明白自己的道路呢？你自己都不会看清楚自己那么好。
It's true, isn't it?
是不是真理？
It's supposed to be my plan, but then it tells me that God orders it, orders the steps.
你自以为那是自己计划好了的事情，其实神把你的每一步都放好了一个时间段。
Can you see how both my plans and God's plans are working together?
你们能不能看到人的计划和神的计划也有统一的时候，在一起合作的时候？
But if you love the Lord,
如果你爱主的话，
He will always win.
神永远都赢的。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you love the Lord, He will always win.
如果你爱主，那主就永远都是赢家。
If you rebel against the Lord,
如果你是悖逆的，
you don't want him to be your shepherd,
你不想让主成为你的牧者，
and you want to divorce Jesus,
然后你想要跟耶稣离婚的话，
then God will let you have your plan.
那神就说，那你按你自己的谋划走吧。
Your plan will be down into hell.
那你自己的那个谋划最后都会走入地狱。
Lead you in a slippery path.
会让你慢慢的从神这里离开。
Amen. That's a danger.
这个很危
险。Even if you get rich.
就算你有一天富足了
The richer you are, the more slippery it becomes.
你越觉得富有，其实你离开神的脚步越滑越快。
The richer you are, the more successful you are, the more you without God you are, you're sliding down.
你更自以为成功，但是成功里面没有神的话，你终究走下坡路的。
Because you're rebelling against God, you don't want him to be your shepherd.
因为你背逆了神，不让神作为你的引导。
So he doesn't need to lead you into pasture, he doesn't need to help you in theShadow of death.
那神就不需要去带你走青草地了，或是在你的死荫的幽谷来与你同在。
No to him.
你因为你拒绝了神。
So therefore you slide, you slip, you go down.
所以你就一直下滑，下滑，下滑。
And that's why many people go to hell.
所以很多人就因为这样的原因下滑到了地狱。
That's why many Christians are lost.
也有很多迷失的基督徒们。
Because they no longer want God to be their shepherd.
因为他们再不想要神成为他们的牧者。
They want to be their own God.
他们想要成为自己的神。
Determine their own lives.
让他们自己为自己的生命做决定。
We have that choice.
但是我们有这样的选择。
Do you want to choose? Say, no, God, don't interfere with me. I just want to live my life the way I want it.No, thank you to Jesus.
你是要这样选择吗？选择拒绝耶稣，说我不想让你来管我自己的事情，让我自己为我自己来谋划吧。
And God will say, "Okay, you rebellious son."
那神就会说，哎呀，不听话的孩子，随你了。
And he will let you.
然后他就会随便你哦。
That's dangerous. That's dangerous.
这样子很危险。
Today we choose Jesus. You are my shepherd.
今天我们选择耶稣来做我们的牧者。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can you imagine the thing that I fear the most?Is not having that home feeling.
我最害怕的就是失去那个家的那种平安感。
Is not having your wife or husband with you kind of feeling.
就是那种你的配偶不在旁边，然后你很担心，很不安全感的感觉。
Not having that secure feeling.
没有那种安全感。
Amen. That's what I'm afraid to lose.
这是我们最怕的。
That's why when David sinned against God, he said, "Do not take your Holy Spirit away from me."
所以在大卫王向主犯罪的时候，他对主说的是：“不要把你的圣灵离开我。”
Amen. So therefore, let's be wise.
所以我们要当聪明的人哦。
No matter how rebellious you are,
不管你是怎么样的悖逆。
Still say Jesus, you are my Lord.
你永远都说耶稣啊，你是我的主。
You are my Shepherd.
你是我的牧者。
Amen.
Amen.
And He will bring you back.
他会把你带回到正路上。
He will bring you back.
他会把你带回来的。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so, in Psalm 37, verse 23 to 4, give us a comforting verses.
诗篇三十七章二十三到四节里面给我们一个安慰的经文。
He says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways."
义人的脚步为耶和华所稳定，他的道路耶和华也喜爱。
So, Psalm is saying, "If you love the Lord,"
所以诗篇告诉我们，如果你爱主的话。
Right, God will order your steps.
神会让你的脚步稳定。
He is pleased with your choice.
他会为你的选择而高兴。
Not about your ability, but your choice.
不是关乎于你的能力，而是关乎于你的选择。
That you choose to walk His way.
因为你选择了神的道路。
Then verse 24.
二十四节。
When you mess up,
你虽失脚。
Though he fall,
就算你失脚。
When I mess up, when you mess up,
就算你一切都弄糟糕了。
When we fall,
就算你跌倒了。
Because we will do wrong,
因为很多时候我们会犯错啊。
We will make wrong decisions,
我们会做错的决定。
We will choose the wrong thing,
我们会选择一个错误的事情。
Because we will, because there's a devil, there's a world, and there's me.
所以你有三个敌人啊，你有世界，有魔鬼，还有自己的肉体。
In other words, when we have regrets.
所以当我们有这种失落的时候
Because we made the wrong choice,
当我们后悔我们选择错误
We married a monster,
我们娶了一个那个怪兽
Amen? We thought we married a princess or a prince, but they turned out to be monsters.
我以为我娶的是王子啊公主啊没有想到最后是一个怪兽
And even worse,They are actually the devil in the flesh.
哦，后来才发现，原来还不只是怪兽，
If you
原来是魔鬼的彰显。
He said, "This is the verse, right?" He said, "If you are a good man who, or if you love the Lord, if you delight in God, he delights in you."
如果你爱主，然后
if you love the Lord,
如果你爱主。
But if you fall,
神喜悦你，但是如果你失脚。如果你一旦失脚
What does it say?
这里面会怎么样说的是什么失脚以后
He shall not be utterly cast down For the Lord upholds him with his hand
这里面告诉你说你就算是失脚了你也不至于全身跌倒、
Hallelujah.
因为耶和华会搀扶你的手
That gives me comfort and security To make decisions to walk Until as long as I love the Lord,
这个给了我一个很大的安慰，我可以照样的往前走，我照样的来爱神，就算我失脚。
Do your business, do your work, make your decisions, choose your universities.
所以你该做什么的就做什么，该要什么决定就做什么决定。
As long as you trust the Lord,
只要你确实是在仰望耶和华。
As long as you prayed about it,
一直是在祷告中跟耶和华。
As long as you acknowledged Him,
你一直都是认定了耶和华。
And that He is your shepherd,
然后他是你的牧者。
Even if you mess up,
就算你没做好失脚了。
He says here, He will lift you up.
他说他也会让你搀扶起来的。
In other words, for somehow,
所以不管怎么样
as we walk along the path,
就在我们继续走跟神的道路当中
work,
我们有不同的压力
my decisions,
有的人说我的决定
second force, God's decisions,
第二个压力是神的决定
my plans,
一个是我的谋算
God's plans,
还有是神的谋算
my purpose,
我的目的
God's purpose,
神的目的
as long as He is your Lord,
只要神还是你的主
He will win.
他最后会是那个赢家。
And that's why He directs my path.
这是为什么我们这么自信地说神会带领我们的脚步。
When I mess up,
就算我做错了
He is with me.
他仍然与我同在
And steer me back in the right path.
然后会让我带回到正道上
How many of us have been walking with the Lord for a while? Even in our mistakes, we ended up in the right place.
这些和神 同走了很多年的基督徒们你们是不是都知道就算我们做错了我们失脚了神是怎么样把我们带回正路的呢
Solomon is a mistake.
所罗门呢出生他就是一个错误
He shouldn't have existed.
他本来不该存在的。
Think about it.
你们想想看。
David should never have Bathsheba.
大卫本来就不应该跟拔示巴结婚的。
But Solomon ended up there because of a mistake.
所以他们的孩子所罗门的出生本来是一个错误。
And if you look at Jesus' genealogy,
但是你看看耶稣的家谱。
Full of mistakes.
里面全都是各种错误。
Full of problems.
全都是各种失脚。
Jesus never came down. Wow, pure, wow, 好犀利啊，好犀利啊。
耶稣的家谱其实没有那么光荣的，有好多错误发生。
Noble family.
不是我们想象的，全是贵族式的国那种家族。
But if you look at Jesus' genealogy, mistake, sin. Wow, look at it. Wow.
你再看看耶稣的家谱，一下又犯错，一下还犯罪，各种罪啊，错误。
Read the Old Testament.
你们再去读一读这些旧约的故事。
Jesus is a descendant of all the dodgy.
耶稣是这些错误的人的后裔。
It's not very noble.
不是非常贵族性的人物。
And Solomon should have never existed, and yet he was the most glorious king.
所罗门本不应该存在的，但是他却是神最荣耀的王。
If we trust the Lord,
如果你相信主的话
he will direct our paths.
他会把你纠正过来的。
Even when we mess up.
就算我们失脚了
Romans 8:28 tells me all things work together for the good of those who love him
罗马书八章二十八节说万事互相效力要为爱神的人得益处
What this means is I've tried Lord I tried my best I trusted you
这是跟神说主啊我确实有试过了我也很努力了我也相信了你哦
When we have that attitude
当我们有这样子的一个态度
All things work out
什么事情最后都会走回正道的
Amen Hallelujah So don't look at your mistakes
所以不要把眼睛定睛在你的错误上
Of the past stop you from trusting the Lord
不要让以前的历史来去阻止你跟神的相交
Don't spend your time looking back
不要老是回头看
Oh, I shouldn't have done that. I should have never done that. I should never have made that decision.
不同各种各样的后悔和悔意说哎呀我当时做错了决定啊当时不应该这样做的。
Listen, you cannot change the past.
你已经改变不了历史了。
God already knew that before you were born that you would make that mistake.
你还没出生神就知道了这些历史知道你会失脚的。
That's why before you,
这是为什么在你之前
in front of you,
就在你面前
You will realize he already knew that, but that's why in front of you, you have a better life.
所以啊，神知道你的历史了，所以在你不要往回看，你往前面看，前面有更好的活法。
That's why time does not control God.
这是为什么神不会被时间所控制。
God is in your past, present, and future all at the same time.
神在过去时，在未来时，在现在时，他一直都在。
Don't let your past stop.Your future.
不要让你的过去时和你的历史来决定你的未来。
Forget it.
忘记它吧。
The blood of Jesus has covered it.
耶稣的宝血已经遮掩了。
God has forgiven you.
神已经宽恕了。
You made some bad decisions.
你确实做了一些错误的决定。
But God will use that.
但是神可以使用这些错误。
You will learn from that.
你也可以从当中学习到。
It makes you a stronger and better person.
让你成为一个更好的人。
And He has a better plan.
他有对你有一个更好的计划。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.Is not the end.
这不是结束哦。
With God is always a new beginning.
作为神来说，每天都是新的一天。
All things work together for the good of those who love Him.
凡事都会互相效力，为了要爱神的人得益处。
And finally, I want to close with Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
所以我们最后要看一个经文是《腓立比书》四章六节。
Remember, I am preaching to myself.
记得哟，我不光是跟你们讲这个经文，我也是对自己说。
He said, "Don't."Be anxious about anything. Yes, I'm anxious, Lord.
应当一无挂虑。可是主啊，我挂虑耶。
Amen. But in everything by prayer, okay, I can do that, I can pray.
凡事要借着祷告，好吧，我可以祷告。
Is you hear, Paul is giving you instructions.
其实保罗是在这里给你一个确定的每一步骤。
Don't be anxious about anything. Don't take up the thought of anxiousness because it's a foreign thought. It's not from God, not from you. The devil trying to make you worry.
所以保罗是在说，你千万不要接受你现在那个思想，那个焦虑的思想，那个是来自于魔鬼，那千万不要接受。
The world is trying to make you worried.
这个世界想让你来焦虑，你不要。
Okay.He said, but in everything by prayer. Can you pray?
这里面说凡事要借着祷告，你会祷告吗？
If you can pray, you got the solution.
你要会祷告的话，你就有答案了。
Can you supplicate? Can you intercede? Can you pray?
你会
can you petition God?
你会祈求吗？会祷告吗？
You can?
你可以吧？
If you can,
如果可以的话，
then Paul tells you to do something very strange.
那是保罗还要给你一个更有意思的事情，很奇怪哦。
He didn't say pray with anxiousness.
他说没有让你带着焦虑的心去祷告。
Pray, supplicate with anxiousness and worry.
他没有让你带着担心去祈求。
He says with thanksgiving.
他是说让你带着感恩的心去祈求。
In other words, Paul wants you to thank God for a prayer that has not yet happened.
换句话说，保罗想让你在事情还没发生之前就已经感谢神了。
Amen. It takes faith.To thank God for something that has not yet happened.
这需要一个信心，在事情都还没有发生，在你还在焦虑的时候，你去相信他的成就。
Now that is actually will change your prayer.
这样子的态度会改变你的祷告。
Say pray with thanksgiving. 主啊，我感谢你，主啊，我感谢你，你照顾我的孩子。
带着感恩的心来祷告 Lord, we thank you for looking after my children.
你会看顾他的将来。
You will look after their future too.
他会进了一个好的学校。
He will go to a good school or university.
感谢主。
Lord, thank you.
Very different from, Oh Lord, Oh Lord.
这个是不是感觉很不一样？跟
他很担心。How's my children ever going to get into university?
对比一下说，哎呀，我的孩子成绩那么差，怎么考得上大学嘛？
That is not thanksgiving.
那样的祷告是感谢的祷告吗？
主啊。主啊，我很苦啊。
Oh Lord, I'm suffering.
为什么我的孩子是这样的？
Why is my children not doing well?
It's not the same as that family in the church.
为什么跟其他家的小孩子不一样呢？
主啊，为什么你给我这样的孩子了？
Lord, why do you give me such a children?
That's not thanksgiving. That's complaining.
这个不是感恩哦，这个叫抱怨。
Thanksgiving needs faith.
感恩是需要信心的。
Thank you for...Thanking the Lord for something that He hasn't answered yet.
去感谢一都还没有答的祷告，这个是需要信心的。
Amen. So therefore, let's read this again. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
我们再来读一遍：应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢。将你们所要的告诉神。
Now, how can I have be thanksgiving?
那我怎么
how can I be able to do this thanksgiving?
那我怎么样有能有这样的感谢之心呢？
It's because I know.
因为我们知道。
In my choices, in my plans and my purpose.
在我的决定当中，我的目的和谋算当中。
My shepherd.
我的牧者。
Is looking after me.
一直在照顾着我。
That's why I have to thank him.
就因为他照顾着我，我就一直感谢。
What are you thanking?
你在谢谢什么？
That he's guiding you.
谢谢他的带领一直在其中。
Guiding your children.
他一直在带领你的孩子。
Guiding your decisions.
在带领你的所有的抉择。
Guiding the way you do things.
在带领你所做事的方式。
Even though we are making those decisions.
虽然好似看来是你自己的选择。
But God.But somehow we will end up fulfilling His purpose.
但其实我们最后都走在了神的旨意当中。
If we can't,
如果没有呢？
Then God is not very good at guiding.
那神就是一个不是一个好的带领者。
Amen. What's going to happen when you get to heaven?
那你要去到天堂，你要跟神说什么？
You're going to be surprised.
你会非常吃惊。
You thought, God, I thought that was my decision.
你会跟神说，哎，明明我记得那个决定是我自己做的哟。
God's gonna say, "Excuse me, that was my decision."
神说，哎，有没有搞错？那个是我做的哦。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters?
你们明白吗
？There's this two forces going on.
有两个,
God and you working together.
有两股力在你这里运行，这两股力是你和神在一起同工。
As long as he's your shepherd.
只要神还是你的牧者。
All things will work out.
所有的事情都会走在神的道中间。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ, you are indeed the good shepherd.
主耶稣基督，你真是我们的好牧者。
All that you have done is more than enough.
你所做的已经绰绰有余了。
Not only have you died for us and rose from the dead.
不光是你为我们死而复活。
So that we can be redeemed and become children of the God.
让我们被救赎，能够成为你的儿女。
But you ascended to heaven.
然而你还升上了天。
And that now you are king.
然后现在你是万王之王。
Because you are king.
因为你是王。
You have sovereignty over everything.
你在所有的一切。天空中地上都有掌权
over my life,
在我的生命当中掌权
my everything that I do,
在我所做的每一件事上掌权
over my enemies and everything that they do,
在我的敌人身上掌权也在他们所做的事上掌
权 whatever happens in my life, whatever happens on this earth, you are king, you rule, you are the one who's sovereign.
不管我的生活是怎么样不管世上发生了什么我们知道你是王你是有掌控的
Lord, it's too complicated that we don't understand.
主啊你太复杂了很多时候我们不明白
But we choose to trust you.
但是我们却选择要相信你
Because you are our shepherd.
因为你是我们的牧者
And everything you do in our lives is for our good.
凡在我们生命中所发生的你都是为了我们好
Even when some of us today are walking through the shadow of the valley of death.
即算我们当中有人走进了死荫的幽谷
And it's so difficult and painful.
在里面很痛苦和折磨
You are with me.
但是主，你仍然与我们同在。
You are with us.
你跟我们同在。
Your presence is with us.
你的同在一直都在这里。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I just pray, O God, that you touch my brothers and sisters' hearts.
主啊，我们祷告你来触摸我们弟兄姊妹们的心。
And that you remind us not to be anxious.
你来提醒我们要一无挂虑。
But to pray and supplicate.
而是借着祷告和祈求。
With thanksgiving.
带着感恩的心。
Knowing the God that you are with me,
知道神，你真是与我们同在。
You are with us, Lord.
你是跟我们同在的。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你，主。
Let's all stand.
让我们一起起立。
Let's worship Him.
一起来敬拜。
Because of Your presence, You are the shepherd of my soul. You are the strength of my heart.You lead me beside the still waters, restoring my heart and my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of death, I will never be afraid because of your presence.Surrounding me, gentle shepherd, I love you. You are the shepherd of my soul. You are the strength of my heart. You lead me beside the still waters.Yea, though I walk through the valley
shepherd, I love you.
I want to say those, to the young people who are still at school and university.
我想对这些在校的学生们说话。
Do the very best.
做你所能尽力的。
In your studies for the Lord.
在学习上面为了主而做。
Not only for your parents, not only for yourself, but for the Lord.
不是为了你父母和为了你自己，
而
是为了主，尽你全力。
But remember this.
但是记住这点。
At the end of the day.
最后。
What will truly help you in your life?
真正能够在你生命中帮助你的。
Is the Lord being with you?
是主和你的同在。
Your success and failure in the future.
你的成败在以后。
Has to do whether you choose Jesus as your shepherd.
都跟你是否认耶稣是你的牧者有关。
Your identity is that God loves you.
你的身份是神爱你。
He will not disappoint you.
他不会让你失望。
There may be times that are hard.
也许会有困难的时候。
Difficult.
也许会有难的时候。
You don't understand.
也许你也会有不明白。
What's happening?
不知道为什么。
Pray.
祷告。
With thanksgiving.
带着感恩的心来祷告。
Know the Lord.
要认识主。
Know Him.
知道主。
Because He is your security.
他是你最大的安全感。
The Lord wants you to do well in your studies.
主想让你在你的学业上成功的。
He wants you to do well.
他想让你成功。
He wants you to succeed in life.
他想让你在生活中成功。
He wants to be with you.
他想跟你同在。
He is your success.
他才是你最大的成功。
Hallelujah. Honor your parents.
你来荣耀你的尊荣你的父母。
With your hard work,
用你最努力的可能。
With the joy that you bring into the home,
还有你带给家里的这种喜乐。
Honor your parents with your presence.
在因为你在家里，你就尊荣了你的父母。
Because as you honor them,
当你去尊荣你父母时
，the Lord's presence is with you.
神的同在就与你相在。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, I pray for all our young people.
主啊，我们为我们的年轻人祷告。
That Lord Jesus Christ,
主耶稣，
You are their Lord.
你是他们的主。
You are their future.
你是他们的未来。
You are their secret to success.
你是他们成功的秘诀。
You are their strength.
你是他们的力量。
You are their power.
你是他们的能力。
You are their wisdom.
你是他们的智慧。
Father, let them become the person that you want them to be.
主啊，让他们成为你定义让他们成为的人。
Bless their plans.
祝福他们。
Let their plans all be aligned with yours.
祝福他们的计划，让他们的计划与你的计划合一。
Even though when they are not,
就算他们现在不合一。
We trust in your sovereignty.
我们却相信你的掌控。
We trust in your guidance.
你的主权和你的带领。
Even when we are rebellious,
就算是悖逆的。
Even when we fall,
就算我们失脚。
You will not forsake us.
你都不会抛弃我们。
You will lift us up.
你仍然会搀扶我们起来。
So if we have messed up,
所以就算我们失脚了，
and we're still thinking of the past,
我们就算我们还在想那些历史，
the Lord is here for you.
神却是为你在这里。
He is not forsaken us.
他从没有抛弃过你。
He is with us.
他一直与你同在。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I just pray for brothers and sisters, if you're going through a very tough time,
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果你现在正在死荫的幽谷当中，
and you're not sure what's going to happen tomorrow,
你也不知道明天还要发生什么，
or the week after,
或者下一周要怎么样，
or into the distant future,
或者在未来会怎么样，
I believe the Lord is saying to you, He's all that you need.
我相信主在对你说，你仅仅需要主了就好。
The presence of the Holy Spirit is your home.
圣灵的同在就是你的家。
You are complete.
你是完全的。
You have nothing missing.
你没有缺乏任何事情。
I thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你主。
I thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主耶稣。
And I just pray, O God, that you make everything that our brothers and sisters want become. Let your prayers, let the answer prayer be so practical and so helpful.
主啊，你看见了我们每个人的谋划，我们祷告你能够让这一切事情都实践的出来，是能够可用的实践。
Even in our fears, in our tears,
就算是在我们的惧怕当中，眼泪当中，
we will be able to touch your feet, Lord.
我们都能够触摸到你的脚。
We'll be able to touch the very feet of Jesus.
我们都可以摸到你的脚。
When we are so bowed so low, when we're so crushed, Lord.
当我们最破碎的时候，最低的时候，
We can hold on to that feet of Jesus.
我们在最低处都能够碰到你的脚。
But we are not worthy even to loose that strap.
但是主啊，我们不配得。
Because we realize.
我们认识到。
We have touched the very feet of God.
我们所触摸的是神你的脚。
So I just pray in all of this.
所以我们为这祷告。
Let there be an awe of God's glory.
让你的荣耀全部
of his presence,
和你的全部的同在
so that we know, God, nothing is greater than Jesus.
让我们知道没有比耶稣基督更高的了
My problems are nothing to him.
我的问题远不会高过基督
It's not difficult for him.
没有在神有难成的事情
So we trust you, Lord.
主啊，我们相信你
that you are our shepherd.
你是我们的牧者
Let's sing that again. Because of your presence.
因为你的同在，我们再来。
Because of your presence surrounding me, gentle shepherd, I love you. Because of your presence surrounding me, gentle shepherd.
Thank you for your goodness.
谢谢你的良善。
I thank you, Father God.
谢谢你父神。
That you love us so much.
这样的来爱我们。
That you send your only begotten Son.
你竟把你唯一的独生爱子。
Not only is he our Lord.
不光他是我们的主。
But through the Holy Spirit, he is our shepherd.
借着圣灵，他还是我们的牧者。
So I ask you to bless our families.
主啊，你来祝福我们每个家庭。
Bless us as individuals.
祝福我们当中每一个人。
And I pray, O God, that you bring many souls that are not yet saved.
主啊，你也带那些还没有得救的灵魂到我们当中。
Into our midst.
在我们当中。
And bring lots of Christians who are lost.
和带那些已经迷失的基督徒来到我们当中。
That we help.Make reconnect them to you, Lord.
让我们能和他们重新跟你再次连接。
So bless us with this work.
主啊，你来祝福我们这样的工作。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐。如果你们需要祷告，请上前来。